God says next that these younger women are to be discreet. That's the word that's used for older men, older women, and younger men, and for younger women. And it's right here, the one word that's in all lists. And this word means focusing on God. With the young men, it was so they weren't distracted. With the young women, it's focusing on God when surrounded by a foolish world that has all the wrong desires and all the wrong priorities. This word describes someone that is serious about the God who owns you, making choices that reflect that you're in tune with the Lord, not in step with the culture. It's knowing that God desires that you focus on His Word while everyone else is distracted and amused and doing stuff that's going to burn up. You don't. You make the daily choice to cultivate a deep and transforming focus on God. You learn to hear His voice every day in such a way that you can communicate that to the ones you're nurturing. Children learn to have time in the Word because of their mothers. Children learn to have time in the Word because they see that in the nurturer. And maybe the reason why it's so difficult in the middle school and high school to get kids to spend time in the Word is maybe they don't see their families, parents, doing this. The parents are all addicted to their gadget, the New York Times said, so the kids are too. In fact, this week I was around a crowd of young people and I watched, and there was one person in the crowd that within every 60 seconds pulled their phone out. I thought they were going to wear the thing out. They couldn't keep it in their pocket. It kept coming out, and they'd look at it, and they'd put it back. And they'd come back out, and I thought, why don't you just hold it? You know, you're polishing it with your pocket, you know? But they could not get detached from that, even though the conversation was all around them. And that has to be set aside to have this deep focus on God.